Thank you all for being here today. We're going to start our session. We have a special session this morning. I want to call it to order. Is there someone here who would lead us in our invocation for our county?
Gilbert.
Well, he ponied right up on that deal. Thank you.
Handle.
Yes. If you wouldn't, also, would you lead us in the pledges?
Yes, sir. Now, let's pray. Our Father, thank you for this beautiful day, for the ability for all of us to come together in respect and honor to do the business of this county. We ask that you bless this entire group, and in your son's Jesus name we pray, amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Pledges?
American flag. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Thank you. You may be seated. As we continue this morning, let the record reflect that all are present here today. And if we move to point number 6, our citizens' comments. Stuart, you're going to come up and share some things. State your name for the record. And your topic, please. And mind you, we got 3 minutes. I've already have these, so you don't need to approach the bench
okay.
or anything.
Thank you. Stuart Schrader, resident of the Woodlands for over 24 years in Montgomery County. And my subject is the jury service. And I've got two issues. Yesterday, my wife was summoned for jury service at the Keyshan building at 10 a.m. I dropped her off in front of the building for jury service approximately 9:30 on Monday, August 1st, 2022. We immediately noticed that there was a line of about 40 or more persons lined up in the hot sun along the sidewalk. They were all waiting to get screened by the metal detector in order to enter the Keyshan building. My wife later stated that she had to stand outside in the hot sun in excess of 10 minutes. She is very heat intolerant since she underwent cancer treatment a few years ago. A rhetorical question. Would prospective jurors be expected to stand outside in a thunderstorm if that type of weather were to occur on the day they were to report? And I know y'all don't answer that, but since you're currently considering your budget for the next fiscal year, now's the time to find a solution to this problem. An all-weather climate control staging area would be something that should be considered. Certainly more metal detectors and screeners need to be installed. Second problem, I picked my wife up and we had lunch together during her lunch break. She recently had left knee replacement surgery, and while she's progressing quite well, she is not 100%. When she left the Keyshan building, she told the deputy that was escorting the jurors that she needed to use the elevator, which they did in the Keyshan building. They were marched across the street to the old courthouse and made to go up 3 flights of stairs. Upon further investigation, I discovered that the ADA entrance on the north side, as noted by the signs, is obstructed by a chain link fence and a large portable generator.
That's what these pictures are?
Yes, sir. That's the obstruction on the north side on Davis Street. It's my opinion that this is a violation of the Americans with Disabilities Act. I provided photos of those which you have. Yesterday afternoon, I did speak with Sheriff Rand Henderson, since he is over jail security, courthouse security. I asked him to please increase disability awareness training to his command staff, especially those providing security at the courthouses. I believe that there needs to be proactive messaging coming from the deputies on ADA access points to the various county courthouses for the jurors. As noted, the obstructions of the ADA entrance to the old courthouse are jurisdiction of this body, and I expect you to find a solution to this. As a point aside, my wife, when I picked her up yesterday afternoon, said she was so frustrated from her experience that she was considering relinquishing her right to vote so she would never have to serve on a jury again. So something needs to be done. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. We appreciate it so much. All right, let's move forward in our meeting.
Move.
Fire Marshal.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Been in the band.
Opposed, motion carries. So come up here, Jimmy, and tell us what we just voted on for the benefit of the community that we're all in favor of.
Yes, sir. Just right quick, we're very dry. We're approaching some of the drought parameters that we saw in 2011. We're not there yet, but with a wind event, we could have some more.
I can't believe we ain't there yet. This just don't even seem right.
It's amazing.
It's very serious. We have really good fire service. They're jumping on it. They're taking care of business. We're beyond the education point. I would like to make that point on the burn ban violations. Everybody knows, should know by now. Commissioner Metz, I'm sure you remember from your time in 2011, we wrote lots of citations, and still there were some people that burned, so.
Yeah, fires were widespread across the county, especially in the west out there.
Yes, sir. And I know we wore your court out back then with citations.
Lots of valuable timberland was lost, as well as pastures and others and structures. It's tough right now.
Our message is that we're actively enforcing it. We're going to be asking all of our law enforcement partners to assist us. And yes, it's serious. And until we see rain again, we need to remain in a ban.
So we could terminate it before 90 days if we chose to. I mean, you could.
Yes, we can.
Yeah, I got you.
We can
terminate it at any point, right?
As soon yes.
You don't have to come back up.
Yeah.
You just
no, I believe the way that the current order is that we can terminate that. Well, we would need significant rainfall to do that, but I would suggest that we wait till we get down below about 600 on the drought scale, which
yeah.
We're a long ways from there right now. So
where are we now?
Yeah. We're at 723.25 today.
Where were we in 2011 when we had those fires?
695 on the day that fire started.
Oh, 795?
695. On the day that the Bastrop fire started the day before, our fire started the day after. The difference was we had a wind event from a tropical storm in Louisiana. Our winds have been fairly calm.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing that's different now is we had good fire service then. We have even more enhanced. We've got a network of fire stations. They don't care about territories or districts. Closest apparatus, the fire chiefs have upped their response.
Yeah.
So every small grass fire gets additional. What we're seeing in other parts of the state, and we've got guys spread out across the state, rural areas where the fire gets a head start, maybe there's a lag in reporting or a long response time, limited resources, those fires are getting big. That's every day. Our fires are not getting big in part because of our fire service and their quick response.
Well, there's no doubt we had a lot of people helping one another in 2011, and I've seen it so far over in West County for a few little fires we've had, but
yeah.
That's what we got to keep doing. There's no doubt.
The message, I think the message from the court and from us and from law enforcement is just stop burning. You know, it's too dangerous right now.
Yeah.
So. Excellent. Thank you, sir.
Right.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We have a motion to adjourn. Second. All in favor? Opposed. Motion carries. Let's take a 5-minute recess before we begin our budgets.